Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. Christ the stone. Now remember, we're in a section dealing with progressive sanctification. How can we best produce sanctification? That is, preachers, how can we as fellow believers encourage each other to progressive sanctification? Keep hammering on the law. Keep hammering on duties. Well, there are duties. But the way the apostle does it is to preach Christ to them. You get the same in Colossians chapter 3. Seek those things are above where Christ is. Christ is all. Christ the stone. That's the point here. Christ the living stone. 1 Peter 2 verse 4. As you come to him, writing to believers, talking to believers. Believers have come to Christ. They are coming to Christ. They keep coming to Christ. They're living on Christ, they're looking to him, trusting him, relying on him, building on him. All their hopes are bound up in him. They're embraced by him. As you come to him, the stone, now not a dead block of rock, but the living stone. And this is the hope that they have. The stone, the person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Of course, he's rejected by men. That's obvious. Rejected by men. The average man in the street rejects Christ, won't have him. But the believer finds Christ, indeed, is the living stone. And now what does God think of him? Well, he's chosen by God, and he's precious to God. He is the elect of all elects. He is the great and glorious one. The world despises him. Hail thou once despiser Jesus. Dismissed. He's still dismissed. He's still despised. Laughed at. Ignored. Pushed aside. Forgotten. Not bothered with. What about you, my friend? Are you listening? Are you looking to Christ? Coming to Christ? Believing Christ? But to God. That's far more important than what it is to believers. To God himself. He is the stone. Chosen, appointed. He's pleasing to God. John chapter 4, John throughout John's gospel. I always do those things that please the Father. I always please him. He's of infinite value. He is the living stone. We build upon him. My friend, are you trusting Christ? He is a rock to stumble against unless you trust him. But for all who trust him, he is the stone indeed. Now, I don't know what you think of these little hymns that I quote, but I have a hymn today that I know at least one of my hearers will be pleased with, although I doubt whether she actually knows this hymn. It's by John Newton. Jesus Christ, the Lord's anointed, who his blood for sinners spilt, is the stone by God appointed, and the church is on him built. He delivers all who trust in him. All who trust in him from their guilt, they are delivered. Many eyes at once are fixed on the person so divine. Love with awful justice mixed in his great redemption shine. Mighty Jesus, give me leave to call thee mine. Well, of course you have leave to call him yours, my friend. Just call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Be the Father's eye approved, by the Father's eye approved. Lo, a voice is heard from heaven. Sinners, this is my beloved, for your ransom freely given. This is God addressing sinners. I don't know as I would say for your, but for sinners' ransom, yes. If you will trust the Saviour, you'll say, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. All offences for his sake shall be forgiven. Angels with their eyes pursued him, when he left his glorious throne, with astonishment they viewed him, put the form of servant on. Angels worshipped him who was on earth unknown, rejected of men, yes. Satan and his host, amazed, saw this stone in Zion laid. Jesus, though to death abased, bruised a subtle serpent's head, when to save us on the cross he bled. His blood he shed. When a guilty sinner sees him, when he looks, while he looks, his soul is healed. Soon this sight from anguish frees him, and imparts a pardon sealed. May this Saviour be to all our hearts revealed. Well, of course, he stands revealed in the gospel. May God open sinners' hearts to trust the Saviour and to find in him the precious cornerstone upon which all hangs together. All.